This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams is taking over in the fourth hour, and then the war room with Owen Schroyer is coming up. But just to watch how the globalists turn the censors that are minding us and lying about us and controlling us into victims of PTSD because they have to read the horrible things us conservatives are saying, and they mix us in with child molesters. It's what they do, and it's sick. And they will get defeated, just like they're getting defeated on Russiagate and Spygate and everything else. The chickens are coming home to roost, and they will not get away with it. That's an absolute guarantee. You know that. I know that. We know that. It's going to happen. But as Nietzsche said, don't spend too much time looking into the abyss, lest you become the abyss. There's really something to just living our own lives and doing what we do politically, but not giving all our time to the system. Because I'm not depressed. I'm sick of looking at John Brennan and James Clapper. I'm sick of every day seeing more censorship and classical high-tech tyranny taking over every facet of our lives, and the left, all these slaves of the system who are going to be thrown away as soon as the AI is fully in place, running around talking about how they're for free speech 1 minute because Trump's criticizing the press. Criticizing the press doesn't violate free speech. It's called free speech. But then when they want to stop your speech, it's high and mighty. I'm sick of them. So I'm not appeasing liberals anymore. I'm not kissing their ass. And, you know, it's a form of virtue signaling. It's a form of virtue signaling. That you got to make everybody comfortable, and you got to just act like if anybody's a woman or a man or they're black or they're white. If you're black, you got to act this way around white people, or if you're white, you got to act like this around black people. Because you know, I've sat there before when I'm out people I know and stuff, and then if there's a black person there, they act different. And they don't do it because they're racist or whatever. It's just like a virtue signal. And you got to understand, those are conservatives do that. The left does that like 1,000 times worse. It's this weird mental illness, like you count so much, you're going to act a certain way for somebody else because it's a form of hospitality. You know, it's a form of mental illness. It's sick. And imagine if you were sitting there, hypothetical story, and you got three daughters at a birthday party, and you say, man, I got the best, sweetest daughters in the world. And then your mom looks at you and says, oh, but your wife's great, too. See how that's SJW? I read about that in the news article. See how SJW that is? That you can't say your daughters are great without saying your wife's great, your mother says. And if you want to know liberal programming the last 50, 60 years, that's what it's like. No one else can succeed unless others do. Well, there's no such thing as that. And so that's the virtue signal, is that everybody gets a participation trophy. Everybody, and they got to understand the next level of that is all the so-called groups, which is usually weird meth-head looking white people, that don't have power because they're just weak, stupid, lazy, dumb people, neurotic perverts, you've now got to let them run your life in some new virtue signal. No, I'm not going to virtue signal anybody anymore. And I never really did it, but I'm going to be authentic, and that's the end of it. Authenticity is what matters and nothing else anymore. And, you know, I'm going to work as hard as I can to do this peacefully, but we're going to win the peaceful fight, and the globalists are going to start a violent thing with us. And so I tell everybody, work for peace, work for peaceful resolutions, work to wake folks up so we have a bigger number of people that are awake, but have a defense plan for yourself, and then if they want to get off the porch and start a fight, we're going to give it to them. and we'll send them to Satan real fast. They'll be in hell real quick. We'll send them down there to their papa. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, shut up from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining power.
All right, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, MetroNews.com, is about to take over. But I want to add an addendum to the Hail Satan movie I went and saw last night in Alamo Drafthouse, watching weird, I don't call them effeminate because that insults women, very weak, strange, unnatural people wiggling around in their chairs thinking they were watching something naughty. The one thing they got right in the movie was when they talked about how they went to try to do a black mass by a Catholic church at Harvard. The Catholics came out in mass by the thousands and said, this is evil, this is bad. And they said, hey, the Catholic Church in the U.S. has abused thousands of young boys and covered it up, and so don't tell us we're bad. Well, yeah, that's Satanists getting into the Catholic Church doing that. That's how they really infiltrate and do it. And it turns out many of the abused boys and girls in the Catholic Church, it's come out in the police reports, were actually abused in black masses carried out inside of the churches. That's real blasphemy. So there they were saying, oh, look what Christians do to people. No, that's being done as Satanists infiltrating Christian and Catholic churches. But they are able to point at big organized religion and say, oh, that's where the real evil is. But again, it's come out of Pennsylvania and many other areas that the priest are getting altar boys in there at night in black magic rituals and black masses and giving them the sacraments of you-know-what. And so I wanted to point that out, that that's how sick the Satanists are. It's the Satanists that say kill babies after they're born. It's the Satanists that say go after unborn babies. It's the Satanists that are obsessed with all this. And now they tell you all of the news that, though this is your new movement, and it's a pathetic movement of a bunch of jellyfish being promoted in major movies and everywhere else, you should go join this as the new liberal thing. It's completely and totally and absolutely out of control at so many levels. And so this is the fall of society. Many historians have written about it. When you have plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of everything, and people just get decadent, they don't want to work, they start demanding more and more of the system, they organize into gangs, and then what do a bunch of lazy people that never do any work want? They want power. They want control of the system. They want to overthrow the system, but they don't want to overthrow the system, they want to be the system. And America, in many states and areas, is satanic now. In all your major blue states and blue cities, it's about the elites. It's about the corrupt. They're all tax exempt. They get away with what they want. They have the power, the control. Does that mean that the Satanists pointed a bunch of weird, corrupt, fake Christianoids that are just there for their own political power and a bunch of hypocrites that then, you know, makes the Satanists good because the Christians are fake? No, it doesn't. The issue is it's being rolled out in mass against humanity on a huge scale. And they're saying in every newspaper in the country, the new religion is Satanism, because the Democrats first get you away from realizing spirituality and tell you there is no God but yourself, humanism. And they go, by the way, meet the God of humanism, Satan. But actually, he's not the God of humans. He's the God of your enslavement. And so that's what I'm saying is, whether you believe in God or not, these archetypes, the establishment is surveilling you. The establishment is telling you what speech you have. The establishment is telling you don't have children. The establishment is telling you what to do. I thought the left-hand path was going to give everybody this freedom. But you look at the left-hand path people, they look like a bunch of dead zombies, had their soul sucked out, because that's what they are, a bunch of nobodies trying to act powerful. Mike Adams has taken over. Please don't forget, the way we circumnavigate and override the censorship of big tech that is now to the next level is your human action and your will. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, the free podcast, Infowars.com/show. Go sign up for it, a couple clicks. Spreading the link, saying this is the verboten transmission. This is what the system doesn't want you to have. Just like theaters across the country banned this year and wouldn't let it show. That was number 5 in theaters, unplanned, about the beauty of having a baby. But in this film, they're putting in all the theaters. There's no problem there. They're saying, get rid of your babies. They're bad. Empower yourself as a woman. Kill your child. That's in the movie. And it's all about how they're for free speech, and the Christians are trying to stop them. Oh, yeah, it's the left censoring and controlling everywhere. If the Satanist film didn't get showed in theaters, they'd pitch a complaint. When the Christians get wadded up and thrown in the trash can, it's a private company. They use our own tolerance and openness against us. Don't give to colleges that are your alumni but not for free speech. Don't eat at restaurants if they're owned by leftists. They don't want us in the restaurants. They don't want us in their bars. They don't want us around them. Good. We don't want to be around you. Pull out of them. They need us. They're the vampires. They're the ones turned over to evil. They're the fallen. And support the broadcasts that tell the truth. Support the broadcasts and do it as an act of will against the enemy. If they can shut this broadcast down, they have victory over free speech in totality. And they know that. And that's why everything we do is symbiotic. And that's why it's exciting to see people excited about the new products we have and things like Ultra 12, that's double the amount of methylcobalamin, the highest quality B12 available for 50% off. You cannot beat this. Nothing like it. $24.95 for the best vitamin B12 out there. Now twice as strong. I signed a multi-year contract to be able to get you this price. And now it's half off. So what you see how great it is. Again, no reviews yet because it's really Secret 12 Plus. Just came out. Go look at Secret 12 and its reviews and get it. You need the products we have. You need the highest rated Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed stainless steel filter that they sold to us at their cost. We tagged $50 on so we can fund ourselves. You need the heirloom seeds. You need everything we use, like water filters, seeds, supplements, food. We're not selling you upside-down crosses. We're not selling you little dead baby necklaces you wear around your neck as you celebrate the death of new humans and the innocent and show us how powerful you are. We are selling life. We are promoting symbiotic relationships. And am I in a rage against these people? You bet I am, because they're so weak. And the fact that they're able to even get this toehold on us is pathetic right here in this republic. God gave us free will to choose good and evil. That's why our republic was the first country to say we don't have a state-run religion, not because we weren't founded by Christians, but because real Christians said you have free will. And this country was founded by Puritans who didn't want to be under the Church of England and didn't want to be under the Catholic Church. That's why we have separation of church and state. It doesn't mean you can't preach the Bible. It doesn't mean you can't hand out Christmas cards. It doesn't mean you can't say, I'm a valedictorian, and thanks to Jesus, you have your speech. It means there can't be a state-run religion of a state or a city or a county or a nation. Understand that? It's right there. Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion or permitting the free exercise thereof. And then he goes to the freedom of the press, the right to assemble, petition, redress, or grievances. That's the First Amendment. But now in movies, the Satanists are the champions of free speech when they're the champions of cults and bondage and pain and lies and fraud and weakness and death. God is the God of life and success and real power. And the enemy knows that, and they can't stand it. So again, separation of church and state is we don't have a state-run one religion. That would be a cult. We have religion protected in this country, and we were founded by Christians. Was there a handful of theists in there? Yes. The point is, Christians believe in freedom. Christians believe in free will. Christians don't threaten to kill you if you follow the Bible, the New Testament, if you don't convert. That's what we're talking about. And this isn't at the final equation even about that. It's about the operating system of world government that's anti-human, anti-God, anti-progress, anti-child, a death cult of globalists who've been promised that they're going to have silicon power and be new creatures as long as they kill the scourge that is humans. That is the operating system of Silicon Valley, of Hollywood, of the Democratic Party, and that is the truth. Mike Adams takes over in minutes. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, thanks for tuning in, folks. Mike Adams here taking over for the remainder of the fourth hour. I've got a packed broadcast for you. I need to apologize up front. We've got these massive storms swinging through here in Central Texas. And there might be glitches in the bandwidth. That's all I'm saying. It's not InfoWars servers. It's my fault. My studio's bandwidth is weather impacted sometimes. So if I get disconnected or glitchy, just ask for your patience. And it actually is my fault. I have an old John Deere tractor built in the 1970s, and it has no emissions controls. And it was a few days ago, I let it idle for 20 minutes because I was trying to charge the battery and warm up the oil, you know, to gas off any moisture that might have condensed inside the engine because I hadn't run it for a while. And I'm told that my John Deere tractor emitted so many tons of carbon dioxide that it unleashed this entire storm system across four states. So it actually is my fault, and I apologize for all the storms. I'll try to idle the tractor a little bit less next time. But just a warning, if you have a diesel engine out there, just know if you idle that diesel engine, you might unleash a volcano or an earthquake or a hurricane or, I don't know, a meteor or something. Who knows? This is what we're being told by the eco-fascists. Also, my day was very confusing because this morning I woke up and I found this little switch on the side of my kitchen sink, and I flipped it on, and the sink made this incredibly horrific, scary sound, like the sink was screaming at me. I didn't know what was going on, so I called Ocasio-Cortez, and I asked her, "What is this thing?" She said, "I don't know, but everybody online is telling me that there's free food in there if you just reach in there and grab it." So I decided not to take that advice, which is why I've got all the fingers here, and we are ready to go. Thank goodness for that. Boy, I mean, who needs satire when these people mock themselves with everything they say? Every time they open their mouths, they're mocking themselves. It's quite hilarious. It's like comedy hour in Washington, D.C. every time AOC opens her mouth. Now, on to serious subjects. This is not a joke broadcast. I've got many, many serious items to cover today. First of all, following from what Alex Jones just said, he is absolutely right that there is a plan to cull about 90% of the human population. And he's also absolutely right that humanity has become incredibly weak after many, many generations of abundant food, easy economics, relatively easy money. There's so much weakness and really stupidity that's in the system now, that's in the population now. It continues to astonish me every single day. But it also reflects what you've seen in laboratory experiments on animals as well as bacteria. And I'm not trying to compare humans to bacteria here, but it's an insightful study. I remember reading about a study where you just take a petri dish and you have bacteria there. As long as they have easy food, you know, like agar mixes that are in there, as long as they have easy food, the bacteria multiply and breed and everything's great. And the bacteria actually get weaker and weaker as long as everything is good because they don't have any challenges. They don't have to adapt. They don't have to survive. It's just endless replication, and they're just spreading across the big petri dish. Well, once the food supply begins to run out, what happens to those bacteria? It turns out that they begin to fight with each other over shrinking resources. So the resources are diminishing.
the bacteria start to actually produce chemical weapons that target other bacteria to try to kill them off so that they can survive. You start to see changes in aggressive behavior, even in simple life forms. This has been observed in the lab over and over again. Same thing's true with animals. If you take a population of animals, I don't know, like coyotes or wolves or something, and you just let them breed in every easy food, no problems, no challenges, they get lazier and more pathetic generation after generation. And then at some point when the resources start to run out, they turn on each other and they start going to war with each other. And you might say that this is some of what's happening in humanity right now, except that it's the globalists that have declared war on humanity and have decided that they must destroy the planet, the human population on the planet in order to what they believe is saving the planet. So there is a massive plan to annihilate most of humanity. Now, what does it have to do with you right now? Well, the censorship that we're seeing, this extreme censorship, is preparing the online landscape for the proper official narrative that will tell you what you are allowed to believe about this wipeout of humanity as it is taking place. Please understand, censorship is being done not for the sake of censorship. Censorship is being done for the reason to allow the narrative to be completely controlled by the globalists as they unleash whatever they are planning to unleash. One likely scenario is biological weapons, engineered bioweapons released, the ones that they're testing in Africa all the time, unleashing them in North America and Europe and Asia and India and so on. That's one scenario. Another scenario is a grid down, like a simulated solar flare attack that they could actually achieve through malicious cyberware, or they could achieve through by launching nuclear weapons on themselves and detonating nuclear weapons for an EMP effect at high altitude. So the globalist countries in Europe and deep state elements within the United States, and perhaps those in India and China, there might be a globalist coordinated effort to try to depopulate the planet, but they can't ever take the blame for it, so they have to blame the sun. Blame a solar flare. Blame, I don't know, rocks from space, whatever they need to blame, meteors. Basically, space weather is the official term for that. They have to have a narrative. And I remember there's a documentary by a ufologist, I think his name is Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer, who I'd interviewed him once, and he told me, this is his view, not my words, but his words, that he believed there was going to be what he called a cosmic false flag, where he believes that the globalists were going to fake an alien invasion to try to enslave humankind, that they were going to fake, spaceships or something, look, they control the narrative, so I guess they can fake anything they want, because almost everything that we've seen has been a big event in the last 20 years has had some element of fakery in it, and they've gotten away with it. You know, so that I guess they can fake anything. But anyway, that's Dr. Greer's theory. The point is that something very big is about to happen. And that's why the censorship has moved into such a stage of desperation, because they have to eliminate humanity, but they have to create a narrative and control the narrative before they unleash the things that are going to happen. I think they also are working very hard to try to get somebody to call for violence who's a conservative. They want to see conservatives calling for violence, you know, kind of snapping and calling for violence, which we never do. We always say no violence. We have to do this through a peaceful process. We have to support our president, our commander in chief. Now, I've called for the president to arrest these tech giants, CEOs of the tech giants, but we never call for individual vigilante violence. But that's what the leftists want to see, even though that's their plan to unleash that on us. Well, I'll have much more on that straight ahead when we return here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Well, I'm
got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
If you listen to InfoWars or watch InfoWars every day, it's very easy to take this for granted and to take for granted the fight that Alex Jones is in and the fight that all of us are in, the fight of our lives, the fight for human freedom, for your right to speak, not just our own right to speak. I just want to say on the record, you know, we are blessed, humanity is blessed to have a fighter like Alex Jones who is willing to stand up against
all these vicious attacks. And believe me, he hasn't even told you the half of it. He hasn't even told me the half of it, and he's probably told me maybe more than he's mentioned publicly. And, of course, I have attacks on me as well. But I'll just tell you, the things that we know behind the scenes are so outrageous, you would not even believe them. And maybe someday it'll all come out if Alice chooses to share more. But that'll only happen probably after we defeat the globalists. And then I think Alex Jones will go down in history as a champion of human freedom. Don't take this for granted, the fact that InfoWars is here. If Alex were any less of a fighter, if he were a weak person, InfoWars would have been defeated long ago. No question about it. And people like Paul Joseph Watson are really treasures for humanity. It's not an exaggeration. Paul Joseph Watson being willing to speak out and standing up against the censorship and the attacks and now being labeled essentially a dangerous international terrorist, if you can believe that. I mean, President Trump just gave the Medal of Freedom to a golfer. I hope that one day President Trump might consider giving the Medal of Freedom to some of these champions of independent media who have really stood up against tyranny. And it's, you know, your support is absolutely crucial. Do not take this platform for granted. It's your purchases that keep this place alive. And, you know, I'm a food scientist. I'm a nutritional supplement scientist. I run a lab. I saw they have InfoWars has a sale today on their B12 formula. It's a new formula. It's got double the B12, 5,000 micrograms of the methylcobalamin form of B12. And I have to say, as a formulator and a scientist, you will absolutely not find a better deal on this form of B12 from anybody, anywhere. In fact, we couldn't sell it for this low. We'd probably lose money if we tried to sell it for this low. I don't know how he gets that good of a deal. Do you realize that that key ingredient, methylcobalamin, if I recall, the raw material of that in powder form, I think it costs $12,000 a kilo. Yeah, some of these raw materials are more expensive than, you know, the most insane substance that you can think of. I mean, the cost of this is incredible because it's the bioavailable form of B12. There's other supplements, cheaper supplements that say they have B12, but they use what's called cyanocobalamin, which is a cyanide molecule combined with, you know, the cobalamin portion of the molecule. And it's not nearly as effective. And it's dirt cheap. It's just a few hundred dollars a kilo versus, I think it's over $12,000 a kilo for the methylcobalamin. So you're getting like ultra premium ingredients in huge functional doses at crazy discounted prices. I, as someone who runs an entire nutritional supplement organization, I'm just astonished at what InfoWars is able to put together. They must have got the best deal ever seen in the industry. And if you get the auto ship on that, it's another 10% off. I think it's like $22 and something for a bottle. So check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. Support your health and support this organization. Without Alex Jones, you know, we don't have this platform to fight for human freedom. And I agree with Alex. I think we're going to win, but we're going to have to go through sheer hell, I think, to get there because the battle is on. Now, we've been here before. The human race has been here before. We saw the rise of the Third Reich. You know, we saw fascism take over. And what's interesting about what's happening in the left today, the leftists, the Antifa people, the left-wing media, the journo terrorists, they are whipping up hatred in the same way that the Third Reich whipped up hatred against the enemies of Adolf Hitler. You know, before they could carry out the Holocaust, they had to create and invoke all of this hatred of their political enemies, their targeted enemies. That's exactly what social media is doing today. It's exactly what CNN is doing today. CNN is a factory of hate. And, of course, they label everything that they want to censor hate speech while they are pushing hatred every day. They are pushing bigotry. They are pushing intolerance. They are, in essence, advocating violence. Even Facebook, you know, they'll ban Paul Joseph Watson, but do they ban channels that actually openly advocate, let's say, radical Islamic terrorism? No. Often they don't. Maybe in a few cases they have, but often they don't. Do they ban the channels that call for the murder and execution of President Trump? No, they don't ban those channels because that's the hatred that they want to spread. That's who they are. All of these big tech organizations, they are at war with humanity. Now, let me address something that I've been criticized on about this. I have said that President Trump needs to use the power of government to go to war with these tech companies, to arrest their CEOs and shut them down. That's what I've said. That's my view. That's not the official InfoWars view. Alex hasn't said that. That's me saying that. Some people said, well, why would you want government to decide, you know, which corporations are allowed to operate? No, you don't understand. Every institution in society is at war against humanity and human freedom, including the left-wing governments, the left-wing deep state, the bureaucracy, the corporations, the education institutions, you know, the Hollywood media, everything. Everything is at war with humanity. And for this very short period of time, this short window, we have elected President Trump. He's in control of some small portion of the federal government. He must use what we control now. He must weaponize. That's not the right word. He must stop the weaponization of social media against us by using the power of government to defend humanity against this weaponization of speech that has been carried out by the social media giants. So, in other words, government uses coercion to stop people. Government uses coercion to stop criminals. Government uses coercion to stop corporations sometimes. It's time to use that power while we have it, because we're never going to have it again if we don't defeat these tyrants, these techno-fascists right now. It's like if you were fighting in World War II and you're trying to defeat Adolf Hitler and you have your American soldiers, you break through the Axis front lines and you go in and you seize the artillery of the German soldiers, maybe some of their 88 flak guns or something. You seize German artillery. Are you going to sit there and tell me that you shouldn't use their artillery against them? That you shouldn't turn that artillery around and fire those artillery rounds at Adolf Hitler's bunker? Of course you should. Trump should seize the moment. He should take the power that he has, a very limited window, and he should, you know, metaphorically fire the artillery. Again, a metaphor, not an actual physical artillery, at these tech giants. He should do it through regulatory control. He could do it through illegal action. These companies have engaged in clear violations of RICO Act racketeering. They have engaged in massive fraud. They have engaged in human rights violations. They are guilty on so many levels. They could easily be investigated, indicted, perhaps shut down, or perhaps forced to sign a consent decree that simply says they will no longer violate the rights of American citizens, the basic human dignity rights. And if you think that these companies have the right to do whatever they want, I'll ask you this. What if Mark Zuckerberg suddenly became a conservative overnight? No, what if he became, let's go in for it, what if he became a racist bigot? What if Mark Zuckerberg announced that just as a bizarre example, that no black people were allowed to use Facebook? If he announced that, how insane would that be? How bigoted would that be? But according to so many people out there, oh, it's a private company. They can do whatever they want to do. Really? What if they announced that no gay people can post on Facebook? How big of an outcry would there be? Because that's wrong. Every human, no matter the color of your skin, no matter your sexual orientation, no matter your religion, every human has a right to speak. But Facebook is banning conservatives, and Facebook is banning Christians, and Facebook is banning Trump supporters, and gun owners, and people who believe in the Constitution, defending our borders. Why is that okay? It's not okay. And it's time for Trump to unleash the full power of government that he currently controls to stop the censorship of humanity by evil techno-fascists. We'll be back with more after this break. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
potential.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising,
we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is,
we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy. Products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
You know, if you think about it, censorship that we're seeing now is really thought bubble reinforcement by the deranged lunatic left. They are living in an imaginary world. But because that imaginary world that's based on pure fiction and not facts, because it's reinforced so frequently through their own sources and through the censorship of any competing facts, well, they can continue to live in that delusional thought bubble. They get away with it, and their friends will reinforce their delusions. Like, there are still people, a big number of people in America, who think that Putin put Trump, you know, somehow into the White House. They think that Trump committed treason. They think the Mueller report somehow names Trump as carrying out treason. They believe this because this is what they've been told and what's been reported in the fake news media. And then you have Wikipedia that comes along and then reinforces all the false, quote, facts, and bans any independent media sources. Even Breitbart is banned from Wikipedia. You can't cite Breitbart as a source. And now Facebook is going to start suppressing websites. This is the ClickGap, a new tool that they're going to use. It's a scheme. They're going to start suppressing websites that don't get cited by Wikipedia. But Wikipedia's rules don't allow anybody to cite a source that's the independent media. So it's just a circular logic, and it's all this delusional thought bubble, and this is what they're trying to do to keep everybody trapped in that. What they can't allow humanity to do is escape the mental prison. Escape the mental prison and see a different source, see a different view, have actual facts that challenge the establishment. And it's on every issue. It's not just politics. It's about finance. It's about science and medicine, vaccines, GMOs, pesticides. If you have a competing view that contradicts or challenges the establishment, then you have to be suppressed. And not only will you be suppressed, you will be, of course, vilified, defamed, lied about, probably criminalized, labeled a terrorist, which seems to be what's happened to Paul Joseph Watson. And this is why it's so crucial to look at the alternative media sources that are out there. Not only is Infowars.com, you know, one of the top media sources, and, you know, my sites, Natural News and others, you've also got News Wars out there. We've got different news aggregation websites that are cropping up right now. I've been running censored.news for quite some time.
Which is an excellent site. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. I'm breaking in with yes. huge news. I was in the kitchen eating lunch, watching you and actually taking notes and going over some things. And then yes. Kellen McBreen walked in and he said, here's the article you asked for 2 days ago. It took me 2 days. He goes, here's examples of every Democrat candidate for president saying we'll confiscate all semi-autos and SWAT team their homes if they don't. So that article is right. on Infowars.com. I'll cover that obviously tomorrow and come up the war room. But here's the even bigger news. Again, there's the article proof every single Dem candidate is a danger to the Second Amendment. Quotes from each individual show their hatred for the Constitution and American rights and their admission they want to confiscate the guns. They want a civil war. But here's the big news. Caitlin Bennett, with her out-of-the-park videos that have been so incredible, she's done it beyond anything anyone's seen. This is coming up on The War Room in 10 minutes with Owen Schroeder. He'll air the whole thing. She'll be on, you name it. Must guilty white college students pay reparations to black man? And again, this shows the mind control that people are under at universities, even when he's wearing a MAGA hat. Here's just a few seconds of it, then back to Mike Adams.
We're here at Youngstown State University today with Joel Patrick.
And I'm here asking people if they will pay me some reparations.
Reparations.
Do you support reparations for black people because of slavery?
To some extent, yes.
Okay. What about you? Do you support? Definitely?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. So we have Joel over here, Joel Patrick. He has a reparation jar. You guys have the chance to pay him for your crimes.
I just gave him $10 for picking up my exams.
He did? $10?
Hey. All right, here we go. Grown men are going to get out their wallets to pay for slavery.
Not much in here. All right, I'll post two.
So this is the mind control. Mike Adams, I'm going to turn this over to you. This video just went live on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We're going to duplicate this at UT. I think the same thing will happen. But Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver and our crew is on Fuego. Thanks for hosting today, and thanks for letting me pop in, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. This is fascinating because it shows the actual programming, the mind control. White people have been indoctrinated with a sense of white guilt to such an extent that they don't even believe that they themselves qualify as people anymore. I mean, this comes back to that Supreme Court decision that at one time decided that, black people, they said, were only 5/8 of a human. I wonder if white people today think they're only 3/8 of a human, because this is the level of brainwashing that it has come to. It's incredible. I think it's going to go so far where they could literally start telling young white millennials to line up, like in that Star Trek episode, line up to be killed in the death chamber so that they can run their simulated AI war scenario. Remember that original Star Trek episode?
Oh, that was a great one. The AI said we used to have wars before, but now we have simulations, then you just have to get in the chambers and die.
That's right, right. So the deaths are real, but the war is a simulation, but people have to die. I mean, wow, and that was decades ago that was written by Roddenberry, I believe. And now you're actually seeing that kind of white guilt come to play. It makes you wonder, you mentioned this, Alex, before. I hope you can still hang with me for 4 minutes here. But does humanity have the will to survive anymore, or has it become so weak and so pathetic that it's just a suicide cult?
Oh, I mean, I went and saw this devil worship movie last night, Hell Satan. And they rope you in like they're atheists, but they really are devil worshipers. And they're just so weak and pathetic. And you and I would watch that. You're a hardworking guy. I'm a hardworking guy. I don't say I'm Mr. Manly, but up compared to them, we think that's pathetic. No, the left sees that. It sees it being glorified. And it's all over the news. The Democratic Party says our new operating system will be Satanism. So it's now official.
Yeah, exactly. And you're seeing people programmed to love the murder of babies born alive. Infanticide is being embraced by the left. It's not just deplatforming people and depersoning human beings, but it's literally ripping their limbs apart in the womb. And a CNN guest, I think, declaring that an unborn baby is not even
clip.
Human.
Can we cue that up?
Yeah.
And by the way, in the film, the whole club kid thing is, before they get pedophilia going mainline, they would have men dress up like babies and diapers and stuff, and then men would have sex with them. And they do that actually in satanic rituals as you know, if they can't get real kids. That's done in this movie. And then they go, we're sick of babies. We don't like them. We're sick of unborn. We're sick of holding them on a pedestal. Piss on those babies. And you know, I can't say all the rest of the stuff, but the point is that it's truly pathetic. Here's that clip with them on CNN, and here's the representative down in Alabama or wherever. Here it is.
All I'm saying to you, it ought to be a woman's choice. I'm not about to be as a male tell a woman what to do with her body. She has the right to make that decision herself. To rape her instead. Some kids are unwanted. So you kill them now, I kill them later. You bring them in the world unwanted, unloved. You send them to the naked shed. So you kill them now, I kill them later. But the bottom line.
Kill them now, kill them later.
We should be making this decision.
Now let's go to the next thing. Keep the baby comfortable. Now let's go to the next one. This is clip 12. Here I'm taking over. Mike invited the vampire in. Here I go. Vampire of time. Woman who is pregnant, that's not human being inside her. And now it's not a human being outside. So, again, people think ganging up on an old person or an infirm person or a baby, you get power because I get your resources. No, human society builds a lattice of complex civilization that builds niches for everyone to operate in, not one crop economies. So they're teaching us to think that when someone fails, we get ahead. That is not the true human system. We transcend the whole social Darwin system and build something more advanced. So the left removes actual competition to make us all strong, and then once they've removed all competition, then they feed on us one group after another. Here it is.
Last word to you.
Yeah. Let's be clear here, Rick. With all of your distortions and horrible tales, I answered it numerous times. When a woman gets pregnant, that is not a human being inside of her. It's part of her body. And this is about
a parasite.
Agency and control of her body and making decisions about her body and part of her body with medical professionals. Those are the facts, and that is the law of
medical professionals.
They can do whatever they want.
Look, this is about a woman.
We keep them comfortable.
Listen, you can do whatever they want. They torture the baby.
The debate is
a little flesh bone.
You're so desperate here. You're so desperate.
No. Listen, I'm bringing up fake stories.
All right. So Mike Adams. Now they're killing babies after they're born.
Right.
Close this out, naturalnews.com.
Okay, well, and look, this is going to escalate to the point where they are first criminalizing conservatives, and then they will call mass for
people. We got Skype going down there. Mike Adams, you're awesome. Join us again very, very soon. And I think what he's saying is they're going to criminalize saying a baby's alive, which they're already starting to say. It's hate speech. I saw that in the news, to say a baby is a human.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.